KJAN Sports.
And at 7:17, it is time now for a check of sports, and this report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And in sports this morning, there were a couple of area girls high school basketball teams in action Friday night. East Sac County was a 59-26 winner over Storm Lake, and it was Afton East Union over Orient Maxburg in girls hoops 57-35. In football action, the state championships in Cedar Falls, Mark Ward passed for two touchdowns and a record 297 yards to lead Iowa City Regina to its third consecutive state championship Friday in a 35-14 victory over Council Bluffs St. Albert in the Class 1A title game. Mike Donovan ran for two TDs and Nick Dozel kicked for two field goals for the Regals, who were 14-0 and won their 42nd straight game to match the sixth longest winning streak in state history. Regina won the Class 2A championship in each of the past 2 years and has four titles overall. Ward's 19-yard touchdown pass on a screen to Riley Dixon broke a 14-all tie in the third quarter, and Dozel kicked fourth-quarter field goals of 32 and 34 yards to secure the victory in Cedar Falls. Elsewhere at the state football championship in Class 2A, it was Spirit Lake downing Minneapolis 17-15 to take the crown. And in Class 4A, Ankeny was a 23-17 winner over Cedar Rapids Xavier. In college football action, the 23rd-ranked Michigan Wolverines are in action today against the Iowa Hawkeyes in their home finale at Michigan. After losing four straight, Iowa needs to beat Michigan and then Nebraska in order to qualify for a bowl game. You can hear that action from Ann Arbor getting underway this morning at 9 o'clock with the pregame show here on KJAN. The kickoff is at 11. And the Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team are in action tonight here on KJAN. Iowa looks for its fourth straight win when it hosts Gardner-Webb. The Fighting Bulldogs play in the Big South, and the Hawkeyes lost to fellow Big South team Campbell a year ago. Iowa's Devin Marble led the way with 22 points as the Hawkeyes blew out Howard 66-36 on Thursday night. It was the fewest points Iowa had allowed under coach Fran McCaffrey. So the Hawkeyes and the Fighting Bulldogs will be in action tonight. We'll have the pregame for you coming up at 6 o'clock here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. University of Iowa President Sally Mason is apologizing for the school's failure to protect athletes and employees in its handling of a former athletics department official who was accused of sexual harassment. Mason said in a statement Friday that the university will make changes to avoid a repeat of what she called an isolated breakdown in the case of Peter Gray, who resigned last week after working as Associate Director of Athletic Student Services since 2002. The Iowa City Press Citizen published an internal report that accused Gray of violating the school's sexual harassment policy through improper touching that included shoulder massages, hugging, and rubbing. The report said the behavior dated back to Gray's earlier employment at Iowa in the 1990s and continued despite complaints from colleagues, coaches, and at least one athlete. Elsewhere in the sports news this morning, Hall of Famer Mike Ditka has suffered a minor stroke, according to an ESPN producer. Seth Markman posted on Twitter that the former Chicago Bears coach and player fell ill Friday and will not appear on the network's NFL shows this weekend. Markman wrote that Ditka wanted everyone to know that he's okay. Ditka did not immediately return a message from the Associated Press seeking comment on his condition. He told the Chicago Tribune that he was feeling good right now and it's not a big deal. Ditka was playing cards at a suburban country club Friday when he noticed his hands weren't working quite right, and then he started having difficulty speaking. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler's concussion is keeping him out of the Monday's game against the 49ers in San Francisco. Cutler took seven snaps late in the first half of Sunday's loss to Houston after taking what the Bears say was a helmet-to-helmet hit by Tim Dobbins of the Texans, who has been fined $30,000 by the league. Jason Campbell will take Cutler's place against the 49ers. He's made 70 starts in his career with the Redskins and Raiders. Elsewhere around the NFL, San Francisco coach Jim Harbaugh returned to work a day after having a minor procedure for an irregular heartbeat. The reigning NFL Coach of the Year, who turns 49 on December 23rd, was away from the team yesterday for his procedure at Stanford Hospital. Eagles quarterback Michael Vick will miss tomorrow's game against the Washington Redskins due to the effects of a concussion. Rookie Nick Foles, who replaced Vick during the 38-23 loss to Dallas last Sunday and who practiced with the first team all week, will get his first NFL start in a battle of 3-6 teams fighting to save their seasons. Browns starting cornerback Joe Hayden missed a second day of practice with an oblique injury and could be sidelined for tomorrow's game in Dallas. Cleveland's top coverage defender got hurt during Wednesday's workout. Injured Dallas running back DeMarco Murray is unlikely to return from a four-game absence Sunday against Cleveland. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said Murray is doing more each day and recovering from a sprained right foot, but is doubtful. Bad language is costing NFL ref Tony Corrente. The league is fining him one game check for uttering obscenities with his microphone on during a November 4th game in Indianapolis between the Colts and Miami Dolphins. A referee of Corrente's experience, 18 seasons, earns about $9,000 a game. Jacksonville defensive tackle Terrence Knighton, Kansas City linebacker Tamba Holly, and New England linebacker Brandon Spikes all were fined $25,000 each by the NFL on Friday for hits in recent games. And all 17 players drew fines for their actions in Week 10 games. The other individual fines were for lesser amounts. In college football news, the NCAA has extended Tennessee's probation by 2 years. The move was part of additional penalties handed down following the ruling that former assistant coach Willie Mack Garza provided impermissible travel and lodging to a former prospect. This extends a probationary period that started in August of 2011 and now runs through August 23rd of 2015. Garza, who worked at Tennessee on former coach Lane Kiffin's staff, received a 3-year show cause order. The show cause penalty means that any school that hires him must prove to the NCAA that it is rules compliant. And that is a check of sports for this hour. We'll have more next hour here on KJAN. This report was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.